This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I did say earlier on that we might have an interview with the one and only Myra Gold. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. And yes, I think we have her on the line. Hi, ma'am. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Are you good?
Good, good. Thanks so much for having me.
Quick question. It's Tuesday today. So who or what are you choosing today?
Say that again. I can't hear you.
It's Tuesday today. There's a phrase called Tuesday. So who are you or what are you choosing today?
Oh, you know what I'm choosing? I'm choosing the ocean. I'm actually sitting right at the ocean right now.
And by the way, you have a very nice voice.
Ah, oh, thank you.
So, yes, let's talk about Myra Gold. Who is she?
Sure, Myra Gold is from Gqeberha. I'm a small town girl, and I've had global aspirations since the time I probably opened my eyes.
Yes.
The day I knew what the globe was.
Mm.
I've been a creative at heart since I was very young, and I've been able to study theatre at the University of Pretoria.
Mm.
I study classical music, piano. So I've been a thespian. I've been a creative all around for just most of all of my life.
Mm. So let's talk about this beautiful song that we have by you called Open Heart Surgery.
Yes. Right?
So what inspired it? Because I've been listening to it since the morning. And
yes.
There's this...
Only since the morning. Playing it since.
You know what? You know, there's this dude here who keeps plugging us with nothing but feel-good music. So when he talked about you, I was like, we need to have this lady here in studio, right?
Yeah.
Like, this song's very catchy. It's very awesome. It's nice, to be quite honest. It's a great one. What inspired it? And how do you, how do you think it's going to, how can it connect with us as the audience in South Africa?
Right. The thing about it is, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'll ask you a question on that question. Have you loved before?
Now you're asking me something I don't know what to say.
You know what I'm But I mean, think about it. It's literally based on life itself, which is love.
Mm.
And it's that beautiful balance between, it's a groovy song, it'll allow us to like move, but it also touches on a very vulnerable topic, but it's also delivered in such a powerful way. And that for me is the balance. And that's what the song generally was about. But I'll tell you what, I was sitting in the studio and we usually, like my team and I, we usually have fat chats. Sometimes we don't even record because we just, having a way at it.
Yes.
And this was a conversation, and we were just talking about love and how risky it is, and how love, like in terms of like, you've been cut before, and that's how surgery is linked into it. And like, obviously love is going to either really cut you and kill you, or it's going to heal you at the end of the day, but there's going to be an incision of some sort. So that's really kind of where we got creative and played with, and musically and lyrically it all came together.
Yes. So Myra Gold as a sound, how do you think you're going to stand out in the music scene?
Sure. Listen, I've evolved over the years.
Yes.
And I think because I've been staying true to myself in that moment, I think that's the difference, is that I'm going to continue to be authentic. I'm in a space right now where I'm stepping into my golden era. I am unapologetic. I am rebellious at heart. But I have a deep soul and wisdom, and I think the balance of that carries me very nicely. I'm not trying to find approval from anyone. I'm making music that resonates with me, and because I know I'm a human being, it certainly is going to resonate with someone else.
Mm. I won't lie, I'm definitely resonating with the song, especially when you say you got that something I cannot deny. Every bit feels like it's do or die. Even though
you definitely love coming here like both die.
So do you think that your music as a whole reflects any aspect of like the South African culture or the heritage?
Look, I'm gonna tell you, like, I'm a brown girl, I'm a colored girl in this country. I'm not defined. One thing I will tell you is that I think all of my life I've moved in a way that, what's inside of me led at the end of the day. Not the color of my skin, the way I speak. Because listen, I've got very many different ways of speaking, darling. I'm a thespian, right?
I can
move in between the spaces. But, at the end of the day, I'm from right here. Everything about me, every part of me is from you. So it's what goes without saying that there's everything is definitely going to be touches of that. But I will say I have lived outside of the country for a few years, and all of what I've experienced in my life is definitely resonant in the music.
So I see that you have a signature color in terms of the blonde gold hair glows.
Yeah.
You know, and there's this something about it. Can you like briefly tell me about it? Because I see it's everything undeniable. You're not chasing the moment. You are the moment. You're getting started. You know?
Yes, let's glow, you know?
Yes.
I think this goes back to maybe just spending time with myself and being like, you know what? I've always kind of been an outsider for a very long time. I've tried to figure out ways that I really, really fit, because I've been acting, I've been singing, I do voiceover work, and it's very challenging. And you can't, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to try to define myself anymore.
Yes.
I'm going to give myself permission to like stand out. I'm not going to be afraid anymore. And that's, I've given myself permission to do it. And that's generally where that comes from. And I think also when it comes to the name, like Myra Gold, you know, Myra is like blue-blooded royalty. That's generally what it means.
Yes.
And for me, I was like, okay, let's add some currency, and gold was the currency that we linked to it. So, yeah.
So anything that you would like us to look forward to, any sneak peeks that you want us to know?
Get on my TikTok.
Yes.
Let's do the dance challenge. I just dropped the dance challenge a couple of days ago.
Okay.
And it's like people are responding to it so beautifully. But like, I'd love to see like the entire country like dance to it.
Most definitely.
I just recently got into dancing. So I'm like, if I can do it, like I'm having so much fun, you know? So let's all join in.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Before I let you go, madam, if someone were to book a Myra Gold for an event, how would they go about doing that based
okay.
on, yeah, you know?
Okay, so it's just a simple booking. Info at itsoundsfresh.co.za.
All right.
That's the email.
This is beautiful. You know, I really want to meet you in person, because I see that you're a strong presence. You literally are a strong presence. You have this boldness about you. There's something unforgettable about you. Like, it's giving iconic. I don't know if it's
now
just
you better
me.
Say it.
Yo, lastly, what do you think it takes for a person or a Myra Gold to build a strong presence in the music industry?
I think it goes back to just number one. I think there's so much noise. There's just so much happening. And if you're not going to have a grounding, then you're not able to like be how bubbly, you know, the way I am bubbly, right? That only comes with a certain kind of grounding. I can really go all the way and back again, but I know exactly where the root is at the end of the day. I think it really goes to that, like know yourself.
Yes.
And the rest is literally, you could just paint the country, paint the world, whichever way you see fit, you know.
Beautiful.
That's what I believe.
So to all the young ladies that might be listening and are looking up to you, a few words that you'd like to give them?
Yes, don't wait for anyone to give you permission. You are enough.
Yes.
Stay kind to your mind and use what you have, because it's more than enough, right? That's probably what I would say.
Most definitely. Thank you very much, madam. I hope you have a very beautiful afternoon.
Thank you.
Continue being you, because you are really what you think you are, I must say. From what
Aww.
I hear, from what I see, you definitely are a bold statement.
Thank you, Grace. Appreciate it.
There you have it. That was Myra Gold, a very beautiful lady.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.